The first reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened."
Moving on to John chapter 20, beginning at verse 10. "Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' 'They have taken my Lord away,' she said, 'and I don't know where they have put him.' At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?' Thinking he was the gardener, she said, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means teacher. Jesus said, 'Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God.' Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, 'I have seen the Lord,' and she told them that he had said these things to her." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. What an amazing story, isn't it? That is the one moment where the world was never ever going to be the same. Never again would anyone be on their own in despair. Every Easter, it blows my mind. Every Easter, when I look at the story again, I'm renewed with such a humble praise for a God that loved me so much that he would die on a cross. Not a nice way to die. In fact, it is the worst way that human beings have ever come up with killing someone. And that always is in my head. Why that way? Why not, if you're going to die, why not do it an easy way? Surely? Quick, not painful. And then I remember that God loves me and has to pay a price for my sin. My sin hammered the nails into his hands and feet. My sin put him upon that cross. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't end there. Now, my life would end there, but for his sacrifice. He is risen. He is alive. You meet him. He talks to us. He guides us. He fills us. Luke said, knew all about God, but met him. When you meet the risen Christ, there is nowhere to go but your knees. There is nowhere to go but hand your life to him because he blows your mind. And every time I think, and I'm not going in the pool, guys, every time I think I've got it right and I understand how amazing God is, he just gives me a bit more and blows my mind again. Like Layla said, you don't ever expect to understand it all. But even the bits I do understand, oh my word, it's so exciting. And I get really passionate about it. You might have noticed. I have the privilege of sharing God with all of you and anyone else who asks me. Because I can't keep it to myself. Because it is so amazing. My life before Christ is a shadow of my life with him. And three people today have publicly declared that they are going to walk that amazing journey. That they are constantly going to have their minds blown. That they're going to grapple with scripture that doesn't make sense. Because there will be, believe me. You'll have people questioning you and demanding answers because you're a Christian and you should know. Really? Because actually, I'm human, I am loved, I am saved by love and by grace. So guess what? I don't have to have the answers. And neither do you. The only answer is, he's alive. He's risen. He's real. He meets with us and he guides us. That's all I need to know, really. But it's not that easy. Life gets in the way. We forget. The boiler's broken. And it's cold. I've got problems at work and I'm working too much and I haven't got time to read my Bible. I haven't got time to pray. You just don't understand the pressure I'm under. Fallen out with my best friend. Can't even talk to them. Sound familiar? I've been up with the baby. It's been crying all night. You can't seriously expect me to turn to God when I'm exhausted. Hang on a minute. Isn't that the very time I'm supposed to turn to Christ? But isn't that often the last thing we think? Today reminds us it's the first thing we should be thinking. We are fearfully and wonderfully made by a creator God who loves us, who cares so much for us. He died for us. And the power that rose him from the dead is available to all of us. His children. All you've got to do is ask. The power that rose Christ from the dead. Let that sink in a bit. Because I can't think of any greater power. Let me know if you can. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Christ was there from day one, in all the power that created the universe. Christ was there with Father God, and the Holy Spirit. And that same power that created the entire universe then blew the mind again and raised him from the dead. But that same power is in each of us. If we stand before Christ and ask, we have that same power. There is nothing that happens to us that he cannot overcome. Nothing. He suffered greater than anyone. He was sinless. He had no reason to be on that cross, but our sin put him there. That's got to be great suffering and greater than anything we can ever imagine. But he went in love and obedience, a witness to all of us. And the reason we're all here today, the reason that Layla, Arthur and Luke have gone into the waters of baptism and come out anew, saved in love and under grace. Now, people are kind of like, so that's it then. I'm under grace, I can do what I like. Yes, you can. How mad is that? It's done.
Praise the Lord.
Indeed. But then, the love that we have for God and for Christ and all he's done for us drives us. His spirit in us leads us on the most amazing and exciting journey we can ever go on. So, yes, you can lie back and live in grace and love of Christ. How mad, I know. But you'd miss out on the most amazing adventures if that is all you do. Because there are amazing things ahead of you guys. Delving into scripture, arguing about it, puzzling over it, not having a clue, exploring, and finding out more and more and more about God each day. And a day that starts anew. Each morning is like today, with water, flowers, and sunshine. Covered in the love and grace of God. He wants to enrich your life more and more every single day. And do you know what you've got to do? All you've got to do is say, yes, Lord. Just as you did today. Yes, Lord, I will be baptized. Tomorrow, you are forgiven and free. And all you've got to do is say, yes, Lord. Today, I will put one foot in front of the other in everything you have for me. And I so look forward to seeing that journey. And that journey is available to all of us. Every single one of us. You might be sitting there thinking, this woman's talking a load of rubbish. I don't understand. That's fine. Because those of us who are sons and daughters of God knew that place. We've understood that place. Layla shared about not understanding, not grasping. All I would ask you to do is talk to those people around you who already know God. Because they'll share with you the excitement and the passion that God has put inside of them. All you've got to do is ask. There are books on the windowsill. They're called Bibles. You might have heard of them. Pick one up. Read it. I might suggest you might like to start with John's Gospel. It's near the back. The Bible's the one book that you're encouraged to start at the back. It is.
Other books are for information.
Excellent, Arthur. I love that. So those of you online, the Bible is for our transformation. All other books are for our information. I've never heard that one and I like it.
That's a bit ingrained.
Oh, well, there you go, see. Yeah. Great man. Yeah. Our transformation. That's what today is all about. Going into the water and coming out a new creation in God. So I would encourage you, if you don't know him, don't have relationship with him, what have you got to lose? Your life, yeah. Yeah. You've got nothing to lose by reading it. You're going to be no worse off than you are now. But read it. Explore. Ask questions. There are three budding Christians ready to give you all the answers. That's not fair. But it's an adventure. They'll walk with you, discover with you. I love it when somebody asks me a question and I don't know the answer. Because guess what? I've got to go and find out. And it's a new journey with God. So thank you guys for the privilege of my first Easter in this church being to baptise you. And I look forward to our adventures together. Okay. We're now going to sing See What a Morning. Resurrected life bring new hope to your being. May the victory over earthly death turn your eyes to the promises of heaven. May the empty tomb help you to leave your sorrows at the foot of the cross, so that God's hope, promises, and forgiveness may reign in your life forever. Amen.
Amen.
You are all welcome to join us for lunch.
Yay!
And it's through this door to my left, and just follow the crowds.